What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey here, Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location, coming from off the street of the ultimate remote location. That's what all happened right there. I have recently been sick the last few days, which kind of has me a little bit, I wouldn't say I'm off balance or unsure or not as sure-footed or not as aggressively confident. I'm just recovering. I had a cold or sinuses or allergies or something, but whatever it was, I had chills, body aches, my nasal sinuses hurt, pain. Just wanted to lay in the bed. I did, slept a lot. And though I know that what I'm going through would pass, I knew it would pass. You know, I knew I'd be back to my normal self after a little while. There were moments where I felt like, you know, I would never, you know, once you're in there, well, once I am, I just go wherever I'm doing, I just go totally into it. So I'm just like thinking, you know, maybe I'll never recover. Maybe I'll never get back to being, you know, that enthusiasm and that energy and this and that, you know. Maybe it just won't happen because you're just so down in there. You say, how am I gonna recover? I got to get back to work. You know, I had to take work off, let alone, you know, use about vacation days. But at one point, because I worked a half a day, everything went cool. Landed. I made a video. I post that. I even post a video because I was sick. I was all enthusiastic and happy, energized, feeling good, had a good day. Did some stuff, did some shopping. Woke up Monday. My son came over. My son-in-law came over. And it was like all the babies was there. It was like all of a sudden I went from, you know, I was feeling good. You know, I still wasn't sick. All the babies was there. And then my daughter came home. So everybody was there. My daughter was home. Everybody was there. Just all my kids and the grandkids. And I'm not used to that, you know. I'm not used to having, you know, severe personal relationships, traumatic, meaning how impactful they are, just pop in, boop. And all of a sudden, next you know, we got, it's like romper room. I'm sitting there with my grandkids on my lap, and my son and daughter running around, and just, you know, so everything was cool. And then I started working, and I worked for like three, four hours. Then it just got to the point I couldn't do no more. I was like, I can't. So I just wanted to lay down. I said, I'm gonna lay down for a little bit, see what happens. Shoot, I ain't go back for 2 days. And it didn't feel like it was gonna pass. And then when it did pass, and I felt good enough to work yesterday, it was like I had to learn. I felt like I had to learn my job all over again. I felt like I forgot. I wasn't sure if I learned how to do my job again. Because there's so much, it's not pressure, but there's responsibility. And you got to keep up. Things change. And, you know, we're rolling out Microsoft Teams and collaboration efforts to where people can work on documents at the same time. Just high, you know, really a major upgrade for the population. Because everybody uses Skype, and pretty Skype's going away. People start using Teams, and any change like that. And Teams is deep. Teams is even deep for me. It was so much in Teams that it's just overwhelming for me. So I can imagine what it's going to be like for a regular, non-technical computer user. So I had to get ready for that. You know, I had to be ready to step up and be that guy. Because I do want to maintain a level of performance. You know? And to be that guy. But I did okay. I was able to survive. But I really meant that I was able to get through it without too much pain from sicknesses, from being sick and achy, and, you know, like that. So that was good. I made it through that. I was proud of myself that I made it through. I had a good day. I felt I handled tickets well. You know, I did a good job. And so now I just, you know, woke up today. I got my steps in yesterday. In fact, I took granddaughter on my steps, threw her in the bottom of the stroller. And we did 4.5 miles. All the way from like Midlothian all the way to 224. And she sat in that thing for the whole time. Let her stand up for a little bit, but I was a little bit too shaky. Put her on her knees for a little bit. She didn't like that. So I had to set her back down. And she sat there, you know, head on a swivel, looking at everything. And, you know, she stayed attentive and she's talking to herself and, you know, doing all the good stuff. You know, for the whole time, you know, alert, looking around. Kind of got drowsy a little bit. She laid back one time, you know, for a little bit, then pop back, just literally, yeah. Like, you know, so she was good with that. We got through that, got back and I worked. I thought I'd overdone it. I said, I probably walked too far. And I'm still kind of stuffed up, but even though stuff is starting to drain out now, started being able to snort it out, spit it out. Still a little green. So, you know, that's that. And also with my lip is better. It's healing. But spitting, you don't know how much your lips help you to spit. I mean, in guidance, spit manipulation, making the spit packets, whatever, squirting, you know, hawkering or whatever you want to call it. It's a mess. I go to spit now, stuff just goes all over the place. I gotta like lean down and like not even spit. I can't like no more. I definitely can't no more. At least I ain't tried. But it's getting better, so it's all coming up and getting out. And I'm walking right now. I just came down Dewey Market, turned the corner, street I grew up on. I just walked over there. Now I'm walking back. And I guess I told the whole I was sick story to kind of preface that it's not that I'm unsure, but I'm not as sure-footed, you know, after being sick. So I had no inclination to record when I was walking, you know, down the street I grew up on and seeing stuff. I was just taking it in. You know, I had no idea. I didn't want to even. I took a few pictures, but nothing like I could have, you know. I stopped by, saw a couple people who were around, you know. People remember me, Mike Rogers, and I saw the corn at the house that I first heard Mothership Connection in. And I saw the house I grew up in, the condition it's in, the color it is. You still see some remnants of, you still see the 411, you know, numbers on it. So they're painted over, you can recognize it in the steps. So, you know, it's touching. And then, like I think the whole 300 block is gone. The whole 300 block of Dewey, houses and stuff, it's like only one house left. It was like an apartment complex there. And people used to live, there's multiple houses there. They're all gone. It's all grass now. At least on one side. The other side really wasn't fully developed even when I was growing up. And it really is just, you know, pretty much return to nature now. And Larry's, there used to be a nightclub on each corner, Hillman and Dewey. Gone, just a grassy field now. So, you know, things change, things evolve. And I believe in evolution, and I believe in, you know, nothing lasts forever. But it's also good to hang on to a few things, I think. Like, it just caught my eye that when I looked over at some of the buildings here, it's the buildings where I can see history in, that the weathering and the history that I'm attracted to and that intrigue me. Buildings that I remember from growing up. So they just look basically the same. And haven't been upgraded and, you know, painted over and modernized. They're built out of brick. So they're gonna outlast their usefulness. And I think it's probably more costly to tear it down because it's brick and it's working. So you might as well figure out something else to do. It reminded me of when I went to Girard to go to my grandson's daycare. We rode through a neighborhood that looked like it was still straight in the 50s or 60s or 70s. It looked, I mean, it was thick 1970s. It was so 1970 looking, unupgraded, that I'm thinking I'm gonna have to go back just to look. Here we are in the Indianola Market. That's the old brewery right there. This used to be G.C. Murphy used to be in this field. Western Auto used to be in one of these buildings. And Stanbaugh Thompson's was back over there. That used to be G.C. Murphy. And there's Treasure Island used to be there. St. George and the Dragon, the head shop. And you got Foster Theater down here, which is pretty much not there anymore. But I guess it is still there. They're talking about restoring it, as they always do. You know, they always, restoration and renewal. It's a big word back here. There's a lot of opportunity to do that. There's a lot of spaces and I guess vacant buildings or opportunities. There used to be Foster's Theater right there. Look at that. It had a marquee and all that. The big, you know. So you can't look in there now, but, you know, it used to have all the pictures. That's where I saw Jaws. Saw Jaws the first time. Scared the hell out of us. We wasn't used to seeing nothing like that. We wasn't used to seeing nothing like Jaws. You can see that's the street down there, Legacy Building. And so I was just, you know, walking. I'm still. And it was like I'm unsure. Not that I feel vulnerable, but I'm unsure, not unsure. I'm not as sure-footed as I usually am. See, I spit it, just splattered all over every place. Not as sure-footed and confident I know I need to take my time, be more meticulous. I did that during work yesterday, so I built up a little bit of momentum. You know, you started to get it back. You remember, okay. Remember, you're Jeffrey, damn it. You know who you are. Stop it. You know exactly who you are. So, you know, I got that going. And get back out here today. When I was sick, it felt like I would not be able to walk, take my walks again. I felt like, how am I going to be able to get up and get back out there and get back to where I was? My weight was going up and the such. And I was like, how? It was my mother's bank, Union Bank. I remember driving up there all the time. All the time. Before we went to JCPenney at the mall to get my clothes and shop and Reuben sandwiches. And she got her stereo, that Magnavox stereo that I was able to play 45s on. Her LPs, Hollywood Swinging, Testify by the Parliaments, Psychedelic Shack, Ball of Confusion. I Want You Back. Didn't have ABC, and I Want You Back. We had the Going Back to Indiana LP record with Bill Cosby. Scoop Newsworthy, whatever his name was. You know, just, we had access to it while she was asleep, so we were allowed to play it. We used to listen to records. Me and my sister used to sing Jackson 5, I Want You Back. My sister was singing the girl part. I was singing the boy part. Imagine our amazement when we saw Michael Jackson on TV. I think my doctor used to in that building right there. I think Dr. Delph, I think that was their building. So I'm recovering again. I guess I'm recovering again. I mean, this is how it goes. As you get older, my weight, it went up, so I was really feeling, I weighed over 200. I was like at 202. Because I was eating stuff back. I'm eating stuff back here. I got my food chopper, so I could start breakfast off right. And I got made vegetables, frozen vegetables, no salt, cheese, pretty much non-processed food, except for the cheese, I guess. But you know, it's, and maybe the margarine, but you know, I'm doing better. I know I'm doing better. And I check the scale. Scale made me happy, pretty much happy, and I'm walking. So I had those days off. I stayed in bed. It feels so good just to be in bed. It feels just so good. All I wanted to do was be in bed. That is all I wanted to do. I remember this building growing up. Never went in it, I don't think. Not sure what it was or is, but I remember it. And you can see the style. It's from the 70s. All that used to be filled with businesses or something. It's just empty lots and stuff. But it is what it is. A lot of drive-throughs. This is drive-through capital, I think. Well, I can't say that. But compared to California, not too many drive-thrus. And here, drive-through liquor, I guess you're supposed to step out of the car and they hand it to you, but they don't. They used to sell it to us when we was in high school. Pull up, get our 40 ounce, going about our business. Back in the days where you can literally, drink and drive, where you can drink while driving, even that. But it is what it is. It's crossing the street in the middle of the Market Street on a humbug. Because back here, people see you doing something out of the ordinary. They ain't shying about saying something. You know, filming or cameras, videos, they want to know why, what's up. And I don't blame them. Well, I don't blame them is a hard way to put it, but I understand. You know, there's a lot going on back here, and there's nothing going on back here. So, the people who doing stuff that they don't want nobody to know about may have something to say. And the people who just, hey, you know, what are you doing? Hey, you filming? You making a, you know. It's not like California where I can walk around, you know, just talking to a camera like it's nothing. People just walk right by you. More of a novelty back here, in my mind anyway. AutoZone they built, see that's new. You can see the Academy for Urban Scholars, if you can see that far up there, that's new. When you look across the street, this old legacy building over here, that one. I don't want to zoom too much because it'll start shaking. See that one? Fan back over here. Newer style building. And that's how you do it. See, people are nice back here. People are nice back here, but apprehensive. And, wow. That's one way to do it, I guess. I don't know if you saw that, but the light was red. The homie needed to get out of the left lane, swoop over. So he made it happen. I guess. Used to be Paul Moore Sporting Goods there, where I got my first football helmet cage. And I used to go get my mouthpieces and my socks. Had to have like special socks. And we had to wear white socks, white tube socks. That's where I learned what a tube sock was. I don't know what a tube sock was, but I went there. Had to go. It used to be in that building. And it used to be a bowling alley next to it. Marvindale. Actually, it used to be two, I think. Marvindale Lanes and Marhill. Spacious. People bowl back here. I was in the league. I was in the league. We won it all. My kids were in the league. They won it all. I don't know if Laurie bowled or not. My father, he always bowled. We're bowlers back here. Not too much real estate in California to be having bowling alleys, the way I look at it. Yeah. A lot of green. Love the greenery. It was cold yesterday. We went down to 65 or whatever, but it was cold. I don't know if the barometric pressure or something, whatever, changed. But it felt cold. That 65 felt really cold. I'm looking at this spot right here where, what can I call her? Street worker? I've seen a street worker at this particular spot a couple times in my walking. And the other day, she was there with somebody else. And as I walked by, they were talking about how to get downtown or something. He asked me what time it was. First time I saw her, she looked all right. This last time, whoa. It's like, whoa, okay. And this might have been a year since I first saw her. And here, this place, this is the grass cutting. This is the grass, here's the spot. This is the grass cutting city, community area on my daughter's street. Every day somebody's cutting their grass. No matter where you go, however you go, people will be cutting their grass. They take it seriously. They take it seriously. In fact, I was walking down my street. I stopped by. Well, I stopped. He was Gary cut the grass. People take that serious. It's like a thing. And these aren't in like those really, you know, super overly nice neighborhoods. These are like in regular neighborhoods. Here go the library. I used to hang out there. My father's internet was questionable. Get some quiet. You know I love my quiet. This is Midlothian and Market. There used to be major stuff on this street. There used to be major, major, major stuff up on this street. Now it's just an empty lot, so to speak. Used to be at the Newport Theater, this and that. Yeah. Newport Theater, all kinds of stuff. Now it's just Dunkin' Donuts. People be having their motorbikes back here too. I always wanted one, I never had one. I always wanted one. I even did the research, how to buy one, where to buy them, how to get the frame, how to get the engine, how to do all of that. I never was able to put it together to get one, because I think they're illegal to some extent. I even knew what kind I wanted and everything. And not even a Honda. Not even like those Honda Trail 70s. Or I didn't even want that. I wanted like a motorbike with an old frame engine. But what can you say? What can you do? What can you say? But that was my tour of my walk today. Weather's nice. I work today. It's Friday. Memorial Day is Monday. I'm off for the next 3 days. Then I'll work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Jump on a plane Saturday morning. Go home. For my birthday. Don't got any plans. Wonder if I want to have any plans. I'm like, you know, go someplace, do something. You know, maybe go stay at a nice hotel or something like that. I'm cool. Being in my apartment is like, I'm cool, you know? Being at my apartment, I'm all right. So I just might lay low for my birthday. I don't know, I'll figure something out. I'm sure I'm gonna do something to make a special order or buy something. I don't even know what I need or what I want, but, you know, try to figure out something like that. Anyway. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey, and I'm coming to you from the most grand place on the planet. To me.